Now I'd like to discuss the reasons that people tell me that they themselves have not expressed gratitude yet, that they want to be sure they do express, and what they think the reasons might have been why gratitude they would have liked to have received, but they didn't. One of the most frequent reasons that people tell me they don't express gratitude is, well, they think the other person knows that it's not necessary. And that was one of the reasons I saw that kept me from expressing some of the gratitude that I didn't express yet. I tell people when that's their reason for not expressing it. I tell them that I went to the people that I didn't express my gratitude to because I assumed that they knew it. And I ask them, did you know it? And half of them did, and half of them didn't. But even the ones who did still told me they would have liked to have heard it. So since then, when I tell myself, oh, it isn't necessary to express gratitude, they know. And I'm also now quite eager to express the gratitude, even if I think they do know it. I still want to have the opportunity to express it directly and have them receive it. Another frequent reason why people tell me they don't express the gratitude, they're afraid that it would be embarrassing for the other person. The other person would not know how to take it in very well. And I certainly had that for one of the gratitudes that I didn't express to my father. There was something that he had done that I had found greatly enriched my life. And when I asked myself, why didn't I express it? It was for that reason, that I guessed that it would be not easy for him to take in that gratitude. But I certainly wanted to be sure that he did take it in before it was no longer possible for me to tell him. So the next time I met with him, we went out for a walk together, which we usually did. And while we were on the walk, I said, Dad, I'd like to express a deep gratitude I feel for you. And before I went any further, just what I predicted would happen was starting to take place. I could see he got very nervous and said, oh, heck, don't worry about expressing anything like that. You know, I mean, you're a good son. I said, Dad, I really would like you to hear it. It's a very deep gratitude, and I really want to express it. And I told him what this gratitude was, what he had done, and how much it had enriched my life. And I saw it was hard for him to take in, but I could see in his eyes something happened to him as a result of taking it in. And we continued on our walk silently for about 10 minutes after I expressed the gratitude. And then he said to me, you know, I've been thinking, I can't remember ever hearing a gratitude from my own parents. And I could understand from the life that he led as a child why that happened. My grandparents were very loving people, but they were all poor, and just doing the work that was required to survive took everybody's energy. And under those circumstances, it's often not easy for people to get out of their pain long enough to celebrate life and to express gratitude. And I thought how horrible that would be for people to not get gratitude. And over the years since then, I've asked a lot of groups, are there anybody in the group that has never received a sincere gratitude as we're learning how to express now? And it's sad to me how many people in the group cannot recall really receiving a sincere gratitude that deeply enriched their lives. They can require people saying some thank yous to them, but they couldn't remember ever receiving a gratitude expressed that clearly communicated what was alive in the other person when they did what they did for that person and how that person's life was enriched. How sad that this can go on and we don't take time in our lives to celebrate it. Or we don't know how to express it, or we're afraid that it's going to embarrass people, so we don't express it.